Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where sales leaders teach you what's working for them and how you can build it yourself.
This episode of the Predictable Revenue Podcast is brought to you by our sales coaching and consulting services. Are you looking to create repeatable, scalable, and predictable revenue? We've helped thousands of companies grow their business with tailored expert advice backed by testing to ensure they establish the best practices that'll work for them. Head over to bit.ly/predictable revenue coaching to learn more. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Predictable Revenue Podcast. We've got an interesting one today that is near and dear to my heart as somebody who grew up through the SDR function and now works in it every single day. And what we're going to talk to you today about is something that's particularly important, but I think often gets overlooked in kind of the overall playbook, the overall things that we teach our SDRs and our sales teams as a whole. But if an SDR and an AE don't have a good relationship, a good working relationship, the whole team is going to miss their goal. So I'm your host, Sarah Hicks. And today on the Predictable Revenue Podcast, I'm going to be chatting with an expert about how SDRs and AEs should build successful working relationships. He's a sales development leader with experience assisting two go-to-market teams get acquired for a total of $430 million in the past year. And most recently, he's joined BlueVoyant as the Director of Global Sales Development. Julian Muniz, welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You got me blushing over here, but I really appreciate it. I'm super excited to be on this podcast. And yeah, thanks for having me. Happy almost Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
You might be listening. Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's dive right into it. Why do you think, Julian, that this topic of the SDR AE relationship is so important?
I think, like you said, to start, it's something that's overlooked but crucial, right? And it's something that is always changing. It's something that you can always do a better job of. But when there's buy-in on both sides, it really can lead to, you know, success on as an overall company. I've heard so many stories where AEs don't know the benefit of working with an SDR, and then newer SDRs that come into the role that, you know, don't really necessarily know how to work with their AE to get like the best results for themselves as well. But if you look at it from a holistic perspective, when they both come together, it's only going to benefit both sides, right? The AE is going to close deals and the SDR is going to hit their quota and grow their career and, you know, watch the AE grow as well. So I think that's super important. It's honestly something near and dear to my heart because my AE, when I was an SDR, really did help me grow my career. And we had a working relationship where we didn't even say bye to each other at the end of the day. It was kind of just like closed their laptops, walked into the next day, and then just got back to business. So it's something I firsthand experienced. And it's something that I preach to my team for sure.
Nice. And I would like to hear a little bit more about some of those kind of mistakes that you've seen and you've heard in these teams that don't get this right or don't put the emphasis or the focus on it like they should. What are kind of the issues or challenges that you see come from that?
I think it's all about the buy-in where it's more of like not, it's more of not knowing the benefits, right? I think that a green or a newer SDR that might be, you know, out of college or hasn't done it before, they come in and they don't understand how important it is. And honestly, like the target account list goes to the SDR and AE in most cases for outbound outreach, and they have to like collaborate on it together. So some of the stakes is just literally not having that all day working relationship, right? Not meeting frequently once a week, not collaborating on accounts, which is super important. Identifying the right personas to go out to after identifying the personalization, the SDR not taking initiative to meet with the AE to talk about these things, but also the AE not taking the initiative to want to meet with the SDR to coach them to actually help do this. So I think there's a ton of mistakes that could be made. The opportunity there is just more of like identifying them and working together to be able to identify the accounts, for example, that they might want to go after, the right people, like I said, how to personalize things, how to sit down together and identify all of this and then kind of like collaborate together to be able to book these meetings. I really think that when that doesn't happen, there's just so much mistakes that can happen because the AE is there to sell and they know the product and they know the people and they know what to say and they know what to, you know, what to say in the meetings and exactly how to pivot and, you know, what persona selling kind of conversation, what exactly to sell when the SDR might not. But if you work together, the SDR can lead with that. We know what would get their attention, and then the AE is only that much more prepared. So when you pull it all together, it really just leaves a lot of space for, you know, great collaboration and more deals closing. And that was a long-winded answer, so I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. Well, it's a perfect segue. I think let's dive into kind of the tactical side. We'll speak from each of the different roles perspectives, and then finally from kind of the management perspective as well. But starting off with our SDR. So from the SDR's perspective, what is their responsibility or their job and their kind of half of this collaboration?
Yeah, reach out to them. I mean, like, we all use Slack for the most part, or something that, you know, is a tool for, you know, you're in a remote world. If you work in an office, it's a lot easier, but there's tools that, you know, you can get their cell phone number, call them. There's tools that you can use to be able to talk to them. And, you know, I think for an SDR, it's really about just reaching out to them and taking genuine interest in the accounts that you have and finding your niche and, you know, bringing that to the AE to get their buy-in, because you're not always going to automatically have their buy-in for that collaboration. But if you kind of show them that you're interested, these are the people that you're interested in reaching out to, why you're interested, you know, type up personalization and outreach, send it to them for them to check it. And just keep reaching out to them and breaking their door down. In some cases, they're super busy, but it's also their accounts and they share it with you. So like, your success is their success. So you really have to like always be reaching out to them and always ask for that collaboration. If it doesn't happen over time and time, that's unfortunate. That's something that, you know, you should probably bring to your manager. But in most cases, like these AEs want the meetings just as bad as you want the meeting credit, because they need to sell and they have a number. So as you have, as SDRs have numbers. So I think for SDRs that, you know, might not have AEs that reciprocate that knowledge of why that team might be beneficial or anything in general, I really think it's about just making your presence known and letting them know that you know what you're talking about. You know the product, you know the personas. Even if it's not the best messaging, still type it up and send it to them. Can you edit this for me? I'm thinking about sending this email. Guarantee you they're going to get back to you with, you know, some edits, baby, or just say, great job, send this out. So I think from that perspective, it's really about meeting with them regularly, having one-on-ones, collaborating, bringing them useful information and making their life easier. And then having them give you the feedback on how you can do the role better and how you can like grow your career and how you can do outreach and what type of prospecting you should be doing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then let's talk about it from the other perspective, from the EE perspective. What is their, yeah, what's their job, their responsibility in this relationship?
Yeah, I think, and there's a lot, but I think the number one thing is they need to know that this is a person on the front line booking you meetings for you to close deals, you know, and don't be just because they're SDRs and, you know, I hate to say this, but entry level per se, I'm throwing my fingers up, quoting it, but and because they're very smart. Anybody who can come into a SaaS environment for the most part and be SDRs, they have to be smart. Like, so, you know, they need to coach them on why this is the right account and why this is the right persona. And they need to coach them on messaging and ways to do outreach and what gets people's attention. Because at the end of the day, AEs are even though SDRs have managers and then directors and whatever it might be, that's your teammate. That's your mini teammate on a company-wide team, right? Like, you need to collaborate with them, but you need to have an open mind to it too and understand and don't get frustrated and help them with messaging and give suggestions and don't act like their boss and act like, you know, you really know the best thing, because there's so much room for collaboration there, which oftentimes gets missed. And career pathing, especially like most SDRs that I've had some move into team lead roles. I've had some move into CSM roles, but I would say for the most part, a lot of the SDRs or BDRs that I've managed, they want to be AEs. So look at them as, you know, you're just mentoring them and helping them out with their career. And, you know, at the end of the day, if they're successful, then you're successful and this person will grow into the next role and everybody wins. But the buy-in from both sides is important. But for an AE, like, you need to look at it as, in my opinion, as their coach and somebody who can help them with all this. And when the results come in, it's only going to be beneficial for both.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And then from a management perspective, so in some cases, there's not the same manager for each of these functions. Sometimes, as you mentioned, you've got your SDR manager. It might be someone else that the AE rolls up to. But yeah, anybody kind of, whether you're the same manager or you're one of those two managers, how do you think a manager can help facilitate this type of relationship?
I would say the best thing to do is make it, like you said, like have it be on paper, right? So what I do is everybody has a target account list. I create a sheet that they can bring to their AE, right? And that goes back to the SDR going to their AE. Bring a sheet that makes you look super prepared, has 10 accounts, write personas. What makes you interested in this account? Why are these the right personas? LinkedIn URL, whatever you might want to put in there. Some messaging you might have typed already to reach out to these people. And set an hour-long meeting with your AE each week where you go over this sheet and you both collaborate on these emails. And then right afterwards, you send them. And that's something that's tangible, right? Like, because a lot of this is like, oh, you didn't see this person post this about something that's in our space. Why didn't you reach out to them about it? It's like, bring that to your one-on-one. Force something that they can bring to their one-on-ones with their AE that they have to look at, that their AE then has to collaborate with them on. Because if you don't do that, a lot of it's just word of mouth. And unless they're taking extensive notes and they're just kind of having a one-on-one, like there needs to be an end goal for all of that. Like there has to be results on both ends for both of it. So it's more about bringing that sheet and having these one-on-ones and facilitating it and then having the collaboration. And then, you know, I used to do that as an SDR. Me and my AE would sit down each week with a target account list of however accounts were on it and be like, okay, this week, these 10 accounts are hot for this reason. And this is why I'm interested. These are the right people. This is their LinkedIn URL. This is what I saw them post on their LinkedIn or what they have in their LinkedIn bio or under their job descriptions or anything, what they might be interested in, what they're looking for. And then, you know, that's all trigger events for you to reach out and then collaborate with your AE to do so.
Cool. And on the same topic of kind of the SDR AE relationship, I think one of the places that it breaks down, at least from the customer journey perspective, is literally in the handoff, right? Like going from the prospector to the closer, whatever that looks like. So in your experience, both in those roles and then as a go-to-market leader, what is the best way to smooth that transition?
The handoff from SDR to AE, that's a great question. It should be buttoned up. There should be set expectations as well before you book a meeting, right? Like, I mean, there are times where you're talking about like this straight, like I booked the meeting to hand off to the AE, right?
Yeah. I mean, the SDR does like a short meeting themselves, but eventually they've got to, hand it off anywhere in there.
It should be buttoned up at that point, especially if you have like the right person. And especially if you guys or girls identified the company together, like that needs to be buttoned up, right? Like there's so many accounts and so many people that SDRs, PDRs have an outreach, like something's going to happen at one point where, let's be honest, like it's not the right title or something or whatever it might be. And that's a little different. It should be buttoned up. You should pass it. There needs to be notes about it, whether it's in Salesforce or whatever CRM you're using. There should be a follow-up the day before, usually, I would say. If it's in the morning, towards the end of the day before, afternoon, could do same day. Kind of asking if the meeting's still on. Is there anything else I can do for you? Warm it up the most for your AE before you actually pass it. Meaning build the relationship beforehand with them. Be an SDR that actually cares about the persona. Like, you don't want the prospect to be like, especially in a SaaS environment, right? Every SaaS company now has SDRs. So they know what an SDR's job is. You don't want it to be kind of like a wonky handoff where it's like, okay, this SDR booked me, now the AE's just going to hop on and whatever. So there should be notes in Salesforce about it. There should be a meeting. There should be an email going out beforehand, seeing the meeting still on, asking if there's anything else we can do for them. And, you know, taking it from there, if there's just be super hands-on with the prospect, and then the AE even will go into the meeting even more confident about it. Mm-hmm. But there has to be a fine line too, because there are a lot of meetings that come in if you have a successful SDR team in general. So when the meeting is set, they don't always answer, right? Like they're not always, then they will show up. So it's kind of like you need to do the most you can do to make your AE feel confident going in. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on, because I'm now just trying to think of all the times that I've worked with SDR teams, like as an SDR, as an SDR manager, all those kind of friction points, because obviously your experience is around, and the focus of this podcast is around kind of removing those things. Absolutely. And getting a real strong relationship. So one of the things is, In the case where like the SDR is obviously grinding all day to book these meetings, and the case where something else comes up for the AE in the calendar at the time that they've got that meeting scheduled by the SDR, what do you think that like protocol is? Like whose job is it to sort that out? Does it still belong to the SDR? Is it the AE's fault? You know what I mean?
You're giving me PTSD right now. But I think there has to be expectations on both ends. That's a really, really interesting question. I mean, it all does come down to like priorities. And yes, like AEs are responsible for closing revenue for sure. So if there's for example, like a meeting that already happened and is further down the sales pipeline and they want to meet at the same time as a new meeting, like sure, like you have, they should take the meeting, right? Like it's closed revenue. Like we need to close revenue. But also, you know, there's a lot of things you can do, right? Like another AE should be willing to help out and take that first meeting and then give the notes. And I just want to be completely transparent, right? Like the AE that was supposed to hop on the call had another meeting that he or she had to attend. I'm going to walk you through the platform and that's fine. And that's happened to me because I demo plenty of platforms where AEs might be busy and they have somebody else step in and it's perfectly fine. And I understand that, you know, the other AE is going to be my main go-to point, but this person's helping out. Mm-hmm. So as a manager, I've had to reach out to AEs also and be like, please help out. This is a great account. Like, I understand you're going to close something soon, but also this is a great account. We don't want to lose their interest. And also my SDR worked months to get this first meeting. So we can't let this go unnoticed. So, you know, there's a certain aspect of always like teamwork. And then there's an aspect of setting expectations is not always going to work out. It's not always going to work out where the meeting will happen. And if that's the case, then, you know, it's unfortunate, but we need to reschedule it. And it's okay to be completely transparent with the prospect and just say, hey, listen, this is not going to work out for this time for XYZ reasons. Can we reschedule to tomorrow, next week, whatever it is? But it's a super interesting topic that you bring up because it does happen, especially if you have a successful team, because if you're booking back-to-back-to-back meetings, something's going to come up during the day that take more priority, right? So I think it's about understanding and hearing both sides of why, taking a step back and analyzing it, seeing if there's an outcome where the meeting could happen. And if it doesn't, what's the next best step? Mm-hmm. But there's no reason to get, you know, there's no reason at the end of the day to get any type of like, there's always a positive outcome if you can figure it out. So there's no reason to get, you know, like mad about it or anything, but it's a very interesting topic for sure. Cause it does happen. I battle with that a lot for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a manager, then you have to step in though, at most of the times, cause you have to be like, you know, your SDR's numbers are under you and you want them and you want to see them be successful, but it does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like what you're saying about sort of the manager stepping in and saying like, look, how do we make this happen? And it becomes sort of everyone on the team's responsibility to allow it to happen or to ensure that it happens. Cause I think sometimes it sort of does get the ball gets like tossed back into the SDR's court and it's kind of like, oh, I can't make this. Can you reschedule? And it's like, oh, well, I mean, sometimes if you're scheduling from a cold call, you had like a 1 second window to get that meeting scheduled and the likelihood that you go back to them and you're like, so remember when we talked earlier, can we not do it at that time? So yeah, I like what you say about kind of the collaborative spirit that goes beyond just the SDR to AE, but it's the other AEs, the manager, like everyone's sort of got a hand in making sure that meeting happens.
Absolutely. And if you're working for a SaaS company that isn't, you know, huge and your SDR team is limited and your AE team as well, and you want to make revenue and you want these new meetings to come in, then you have to work as a team in total. Right. And I think I think to the last point on this, it's all about like working top to bottom. And it's like, okay, the AE has an issue at that time. So what's the next step? Is there another AE available? Yes, no. Can the SDR run a discovery call, then schedule something else afterwards? Can we reach out to the prospect? How do we do that? Like, is there somebody who can step in? And then like, you always want to have a positive outcome from it. And that's honestly my thoughts on it. It's a interesting conversation. It happens more than people think. So
yeah, absolutely. Which is
like, hey, listen, it's called a rich man's problem, a rich man or woman's problem. You have too many meetings on the calendar, and you know that means that's a clear sign you're doing something right, but it also sucks for the SDR.
Yeah, for sure. And kind of on the same logistical kind of vein. Something that I've experienced talking with a whole bunch of different companies now is there's sort of, there used to be with the SDR AE model, this kind of really clear handoff and when it happened. It used to be like the SDR, when they've confirmed right type of person, right type of company, handoff happens. And now there's kind of varying shades of gray in that. Like some companies are still following that model. Some companies require like full BANT qualification, if not more, from their SDRs before it belongs to the AE and before it's like a real accepted opportunity. Yep. Even when the AE has sometimes been involved in the conversation for like 2-3 calls, it's still not a full handoff. So where do you kind of stand on that? Like, where does the SDR's job end and the AE pick it up and run with it?
This is the biggest topic in sales development, by the way, like easily. It's easily the biggest topic. From an outbound perspective, I believe in empowering your SDRs to have the most knowledge before they start doing outreach on the right personas, why we're reaching out to them, what messaging made them interested, why is the timing right? I don't believe in BANT or discovery calls on an outbound perspective. What I've seen happen is we would book an outbound discovery call, hop on the discovery call. The SDR would ask the discovery call questions, which is already a 20-minute meeting, then try to schedule a meeting with an AE who would then hop on that meeting and ask the same questions that the SDR had. And it's like, what's like, that's slowing down the deal cycle. It's slowing down, you know, it's slowing down the deal cycle. That's actually all it's slowing down. So when it comes to an outbound perspective, if you want to use BANT as an example, like, I don't necessarily believe that we need to go through all of that to know why we're reaching out. And I think that as soon as we have the meeting, as a go-to-market leader, as a SDR manager, as a director, you need to empower your team to know why I reached out to this person, to know why the timing's right, to know why this company is right. And there's nothing, like, you wanted the meeting, we booked the meeting, now sell it. Which is so, it's so straightforward, and a lot of VPs of sales might listen to this and come find me, but it is my belief, and it's worked, and I've seen it work. It might be overwhelming, and there's always special use cases, right? Where, you know, like we just said with scheduling and anything like that, like an SDR might have to take the first meeting or whatever it might be, or we might have a senior SDR step in, a team lead step in. But I do believe it's really, especially how hard it is to book meetings these days. It really is just the SDR's job to get this person's attention and empower them to, before we do get this person's attention, of why. And that already is the use case right there. It's like, no, this is not a target account. Y'all identified it to be a target account.
Yeah.
I got the meeting, and now you're telling me like I have to go meet with them again to figure out why they wanted to be. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
From an inbound perspective, different, right? Like they did the form fill. In most cases, they might type why, and on the form fill, they wanted the meeting. They might have typed why, whatever it might be, like timing and budget and everything. But it's not always the best titles. It's not always the best company. And in that case, I do believe in like discovery calls of asking, you know, questions that are, have you heard of us? Is there somebody else you're looking at? Is this like, do you have budget for this time? Like, what's the timeline? Is there anybody else involved? I do believe in more like deep diving into inbounds for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head with the part that's so crucial for outbound is like the degree of pre-qualification. You can't, yeah, if somebody's literally just being tasked with like, go for it, go figure it out on your own.
Yep.
Anyone you think can work, you target them. Then maybe you need to have some sort of conversation to figure out if they're the right people. But yeah, I would agree that like a scalable outbound function requires leadership to be giving direction. Absolutely. There. And absolutely, that should remove that need for that really tight extra qualification that happens.
After. Absolutely. And it's also a morale thing, right? It's tough. It's a tough job. Like there's no getting around that. if I'm an SDR and I work 3 months to get an account and get a meeting, and I'm being told like, to go have another meeting and figure out why they wanted the meeting, I'm like, I would be, you know, and that's also time consuming. They're not spending their time doing their actual day job when they're doing that. But I would be, you know, a little, I would be upset, you know, it would, it wouldn't be, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. So, and I think it's going to add friction to that customer journey that we're talking about smoothing, especially like your example where the questions are often being repeated because they are kind of the same conversation, like the initial discovery conversation. Then maybe people say it's deeper discovery, but in reality, it's a lot of the same line of questioning. And one of the things that we share in our, we just updated the predictable revenue methodology and shared a new edition. And one of the things we've said in the old one and the new one that I think people are forgetting these days is that outbound is a completely different type of opportunity from an inbound opportunity. Like you can't go out towards outbound people and find all those people that have their hand up ready to buy. That's not what the point is. The point is find the person with the pain, find someone who has the type of company, type of project who could need your services. 5% of those will convert in the next 3 months, but 95% of them need nurturing. And it's not the SDR whose job that is. It's not their job to negotiate, persuade, make the person free up the budget and then get them to buy. So you can't really expect them to have BANT qualification because how can somebody have budget when you, if I just called you today and I was like, Julian, would you like to buy? And you'd be like, oh, even if it's very interesting, there's a whole process that has to happen here. And then I would potentially go to my manager and say, well, like, but budget's not literally allocated today. Oh, is that not an opportunity?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. We are so aligned on that. And it's a, it is a huge conversation, but right. Like we're outbound cold calling. How do we know right now? It could be somebody, someone's interested in seeing. Like I take calls with AEs with new sales enablement tools just to see what it is sometimes. Mm-hmm. So when you manage an SDR team, and right, you said they're doing this outbound outreach, they don't know. They just know this is a target account. They have to book the meeting. Like it's that simple. So it's overcomplicated. Making things for your SDR team the easiest it can be for them to book meetings and have meetings completed will A, grow their career so much, and B, you'll hit your numbers. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, and I think that's a big misconception, but go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, I think it's a perfect place to wrap things up and give people, if there's SDRs, AEs, sales leaders listening to this call right now, what are the first steps that they should go out and take to build this relationship, to get kind of on the right path for this stuff? So SDR, first thing the SDR should do.
First thing for the SDR is figure out, you know, look at the target account list, figure out what's important to you, meet with your AE regularly, bring a sheet. It doesn't have to be the same thing. Make things very tangible where they can't run away from it. Like this is the accounts that I want to focus on this week. This is why, et cetera. I said it before. I don't want to sound repetitive. And then for an AE is listen, because these people, like SDRs are very smart. If they're hungry and willing to do so, they will have something to say, and you guys can both guys and girls can collaborate together, and it's only going to benefit both sides. So the first thing on both ends is for SDRs to bring something tangible to their AE each week and their one-on-one. Don't sit there and just say, oh, this account was cool because of this. Bring something that's tangible. And then AEs, listen and help them, because they will learn that motion of what to say, why to say it, when to say it, and they will carry that. And then eventually you will have something that's special. I think the other end of it is something we can wrap up with this. I think the other end of it is something that's unspoken, like get to know them as a person too. Grab drinks with them, meet up with them, have Zoom drinks with them. If it's something that's, you don't have an office that's, you know, you guys are all like in there, like get to know them on a personal level. Like it goes far, far beyond work. And that's really something special that people don't do also, because we're all human beings at the end of the day. You do your job with this person, and you have to spend most of your day depending on the other, at least have fun with it and get to know each other in the meantime, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And even my experience as an SDR, same thing. Like if I hadn't had some of those strong personal friendships with those AEs, absolutely, I wouldn't have felt as inclined to like essentially work my ass off to get them a full pipeline, because I wanted them to look back and say like, wow, she's doing a great job. And then on the other side, they wanted to work my opportunities the best they could so that they closed and all of that stuff, because they knew I was comped on that and they wanted to show me that they were reciprocating. So
absolutely. I was an SDR 4 years ago and grabbed drinks with my AE last week. So nice. Build that, and down the line, you know, stay in touch, and you know, they help each other out always.
Amazing. Well, if people want to learn more from you, Julian, I know you guys are hiring, right?
I am hiring. I'm hiring a lot too. So anybody's hearing this and, you know, would love to get into a rocket ship company, build something special with me from the ground up and be part of something that I truly believe is something that will be amazing. Like, please reach out to me on LinkedIn. Shameless plug, but yeah, reach out to me. We will at least have a conversation.
Yeah. Amazing. Which roles are you hiring for?
Excuse me?
Which roles?
I'm hiring for a SDR manager in the US, senior SDRs in the US, SDRs in the US, and then SDRs in EMEA, and globally, honestly, APAC as well. So everywhere. If there's somewhere, I am hiring for it right now. My boss was into it and he was like, he's going to be like, thank God he said that. So thank you for teaming me up for that one.
Yeah, of course. No, we've got plenty of listeners in all of those places. And I know tons of aspiring SDRs and SDRs looking to grow their careers often engage with our stuff and on our live stream. So any of you guys listening right now, please feel free to reach out to Julian directly. Or if you feel nervous, I'll make an intro for you. Don't worry. You can reach out to me and I'll make that introduction. But if people want to learn more just about your company and in general, where's the best place to do that as well?
The website and also YouTube, and then our LinkedIn account, of course. And if not me, just reach out to me.
Perfect. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Julian, for joining us on this episode of the Predictable Revenue Podcast. It was such a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me. Enjoyed this conversation. And I hope that anyone who listens took something from it. And yeah, thanks again.
Yeah, me too. And thank you all of you guys for joining us for another episode of the Predictable Revenue Podcast. Please, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button on YouTube so that you can get notified each week when we have wonderful guests like Julian join us to talk about all the nitty-gritty when it comes to sales development, business, all that kind of stuff. We will catch you next time.